ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
I wrote this offering on behalf of here at ISKCON Silicon Valley. I hope it's okay. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept our obeisances. At ISKCON of Silicon Valley, ISV, we feel intimately connected to you because we are attempting to follow in your footsteps. In the scriptures, following in the footsteps of a Vaishnava Acharya is the most highly recommended process for progressing in devotional service. For example, at Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.25, Suta Goswami tells the sages at Naimasaranya that those who follow in the footsteps of great souls become eligible to achieve the same results as those achieved by the great souls themselves. Quote, previously, all the great sages rendered service under the personality of Godhead due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worshipped him to become free from material conditions and thus derive the ultimate benefit. Whoever follows such great authorities is also eligible for liberation from the material world. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita 13:8-12, as well as in other Vedic literatures, Acharya Upasana, following Krishna's representative, is recommended for success in devotional service. And in a 1973 Back to Godhead article, you describe this process with the very apt phrase, quote, following in the footsteps, unquote, a phrase you often repeat. Quote, we are following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to understand Krishna consciousness. What exactly does following the footsteps mean? You answer this question in your purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 4.8.72, a verse that describes the unprecedented austerities Dhruva Maharaj performed while practicing yoga. In your purport, you give an explanation of what it means in practice to follow in his exalted footsteps, a seemingly daunting prospect. It is our duty to remember always that in comparison to Dhruva Maharaj, we are insignificant. We cannot do anything like what Dhruva Maharaj did for self-realization because we are absolutely incompetent to execute such service. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we have been given all concessions possible for this age. So at least we should always remember that neglect of our prescribed duties in devotional service will not make us successful in the mission we have undertaken. It is our duty to follow in the footsteps of Dhruva Maharaj, for he was very determined. We should also be determined to finish our duties in executing devotional service in this life. We should not wait for another life to finish the job. Unquote. In summary, although we may not be able to practice austerities on the level of such an illustrious devotee as Dhruva, if we are diligent in completing the devotional duties prescribed for us by our immediate spiritual masters, who give us what we can handle according to our individual capacities, we will be properly situated and make progress. In your purport to the fifth verse of Nectar of Instruction, you give a specific example of how devotees in ISKCON may practically follow Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's demanding instruction about the necessity of daily chanting 64 rounds of japa. As our acharya, you've made an adjustment to his order. By following your fine-tuned prescription for chanting at least 16 rounds daily while working hard to spread Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, one can still expect to receive the full mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Quote, the Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beads. Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, 100,000 names, he is considered fallen, patita. According to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. But trying to serve the Supreme Lord with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. Unquote. Your adjustment to accommodate your followers' capabilities, Srila Prabhupada, is your duty, as well as your prerogative as an acharya. But this is not a case of your promoting laxity or inattentiveness to scriptural details. On the contrary, you also frequently remind us that although Lord Chaitanya and his authorized representatives give dispensations, exemptions from rules or usual requirements, to be successful, one must firmly stick to the tenets that they have set before us. For example, the morning program that you set for your ISKCON temples keeps the attendees steeped in the most essential practices of devotional service, which were recommended by Lord Chaitanya himself. For one who rigorously follows your prescription, therefore, success is sure and certain. This marks an important aspect of your mission and of your being an acharya. You established practical ways in which people all over the world can follow Lord Chaitanya's teachings by way of following the disciplic succession. In fact, Lord Chaitanya went out of his way to make his teachings clear, accessible, and easy to follow. For example, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22, 128, 29, and 33, in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya gives a list of the most important practices of devotional service. Out of the 64 limbs of devotional practice, he highlights five that are so potent that those who maintain even little connection with them are sure to soon awaken their dormant love for Krishna. And here's the quote. One should associate with devotees, chant the holy name of the Lord, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, reside at Mathura, and worship the deity with faith and veneration. These five limbs of devotional service are the best of all. Even a slight performance of these five awakens love for Krishna. The power of these five principles is very wonderful and difficult to understand. Even without faith in them, a person who is offenseless can awaken his dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected with them. Unquote. What's more, those who apply these essential instructions given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taste nectar, and seeing their enjoyment, Lord Chaitanya becomes pleased. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 950, the author writes, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great gardener, sees the dancing and laughing, and that some of them are rolling on the floor and some are making loud humming sounds, he smiles with great pleasure. At ISV, because we follow to the best of our ability the practices of devotional service recommended by Lord Chaitanya, which are perfectly packaged for us, by you, Srila Prabhupada, we are getting such results. People who attend programs at ISV chant, dance, laugh, and express their deep satisfaction. After festivals, classes, and especially during the honoring of prasadam, stalwarts and newcomers alike sometimes make sounds mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita out of sheer happiness. Elsewhere, in your purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 4.18.5, you reveal another benefit of following spiritual authorities. Quote, this Krishna consciousness movement directly receives instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead via persons who are strictly following his instructions. Although a follower may not be a liberated person, if he follows the Supreme Liberated Personality of Godhead, his actions are naturally liberated from the contamination of the material nature. Lord Chaitanya therefore says, by my order, become a spiritual master. You can immediately become a spiritual master by having full faith in the transcendental words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by following his instructions. Because the entire world is now following the imperfect directions of conditioned souls, humanity is completely bewildered. Unquote. Again, in your purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.11, you confirm this liberation by following the authority principle. No one is free to act freely and independently, and as such, one should always seek the permission of the Lord to act or eat. speak. And by the blessing of the Lord, everything done by a devotee is beyond the principles of the four defects typical of the conditioned soul. Repeatedly you explain that your own qualification as an acharya is that you strictly follow in the footsteps of your spiritual master, who is following the footsteps of his. For example, you write, "I am successful in my teaching work because I have not deviated one inch from my spiritual master's instruction. This is my only qualification." So my mission has come out a success by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, who sent me on this mission. That was my only qualification in coming to your country, that I had the blessings of my Guru Maharaj. Clearly, the participants at ISV are naturally becoming liberated and are developing sense control, spiritual knowledge, and compassion for all living beings, qualities that emerge only in those who are in direct contact with Krishna's lotus feet. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.7. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. In other words, simply by participating in the activities that you have prescribed, the ISV devotees, as well as devotees all over the world, are advancing in spiritual life. In your purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila 132, you write, "It is therefore requested that all our devotees in the ISKCON community become pure Vaishnavas, so that by their mercy, all the people of the world will be transferred to Vaikuntha Loka, even without their knowledge." Interestingly, because the devotees in our ISV community are so spontaneously absorbed in the divine process you have given us, they hardly even notice that they are becoming the abodes of good qualities and that they are becoming progressively more and more attached to hearing and chanting. As decades fly by, as our devotees develop careers and then retire from them, as our babies at ISV grow into adults, and as some of us leave our bodies, the members of the community simply go on following the course you have given, celebrating divine appearance days, doing strict daily sadhana, and teaching the scriptures. In this way, they are using their allotted lifespans for the highest purpose. And even without their knowledge, they are being transferred to Vaikuntha Loka. At Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.30, the demigods offer the following famous prayer to Lord Krishna, which absolutely settles the principle that by following in the footsteps of the saints, one is sure to achieve success. O lotus-eyed Lord, by concentrating one's meditation on your lotus feet, which are the reservoir of all existence, and those lotus feet as the boat by which to cross the ocean of nations, one follows in the footsteps of Mahajans, great saints, sages, and devotees. By this simple process, one can cross the ocean of nations as easily as one steps over the hoofprint of a calf. In your report to this verse, you write, "In regard to the word Mahatkritena, it is also significant that the process shown by great devotees is not only for them, but also for others. If things are made easy, this affords facility for the person who has made them easy and also for others who follow the same principles. The process recommended in this verse for crossing the ocean of nations is easy not only for the devotee, but also for common persons who follow the devotee. Mahajano yena gata sapanta." Srila Prabhupada, all glories to you, the great Acharya, who not only taught the world that by becoming a humble follower of the great souls, one can attain the perfection of life, but who also gave the exact details of how to practically follow them. We feel that we are the most fortunate because we are following you. As the devotees at ISV follow in your footsteps and thus gradually advance in devotional service, your potency is also increasingly revealed. We see more clearly each day how by following your instructions, we have boarded the boat that can safely take us across the ocean of material nations and back to Godhead. What's more, the ocean of nations shrinks proportionately as we increasingly take shelter of you. In your introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, you write, "The only thing one has to do is to hear from a self-realized soul with a routine program. The teacher may also deliver lectures from the Vedic literatures, following in the footsteps of the bygone acharyas who realized the absolute truth." Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this simple method of self-realization, generally known as Bhagavad Dharma. Srimad Bhagavatam is the guide for this purpose. On this day of your divine appearance, we members of ISV pray to remain forever fixed in keeping to your routine program. By embracing your routine program, not only do we follow the most authorized process for spiritual perfection, but we also make rapid advancement in spiritual life. Making such progress for all to see is the best way to glorify you because it practically demonstrates the results one attains by following the truly great Acharya. Your servants at ISKCON of Silicon Valley, USA. Gok Premanande Haridwar.
Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.